Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Bamed Dvar Mamurim. That which we learned in the earlier Mishnayis is referring to Bizman Shehim Kli Mechulchelas, when the Kli is Mechulchal. Now, in order for a Kaveres to have the status of a Mafsek, a Chaitzetz before Tumah, or not Chaitzetz, there's two criteria. One question is it a Kli, meaning an entire Kli? And the second question is it connected to the doorway, to the doorposts? In such a situation, we said in Mishnah Al, in the earlier Mishnayos, that since it's a whole Kli, it's not Chotzes Bifnei HaTumah, and since it's not attached to the walls, it can join together with the walls to make an Ohel and to be Chotzes Bifnei HaTumah. But if it would have both Tanaim, meaning if it was a Kli, and it would bring Tumah, but not be chotzes b'fnei atumah, because as we said, kelim are an ohel to be mitameh, but not to be mitaher. But it could be mitaher on itself, since it's a kli adama, since it's an earthenware kli, and it would be tahar from being mekabel tumah. So again, b'me dvar mamurim, when did we say earlier that it is itself an ohel to be matzil, to pass on tumah, but not to be matzil, that's of the kli mechulcheles, if it's not attached to the walls. But what if Haisa, if the Kaveris was Pechusa, meaning it lost a piece, and therefore it lost the status of a Kli? Now it can be an Ohel regarding being Chotzetz, because only when it's a Kli can it not be Chotzetz. But now that it's no longer a Kli, it can be Chotzetz. Or, and Upekuka Bekash, that opening was sealed with straw to prevent the Tumah from going into the Kli. Of course, we're assuming where the opening in the Kli is the size of a Tevach. Oi, Afutza. Or if the Kaveres was whole and attached to the sides of the doorway. In such a situation, it could join with the walls to be a chatzitza. Ezehi afutza, what's considered attached to the walls? Kol she'ein la tefach b'makim echad, if there's no airspace of a tefach in one space, in one location between the Kaveres and the doorposts. So in both of these situations, of pechusa or afutza, Kezayis min ha-meis, nasan tachter. If there was a kezayis of a mace placed underneath this kli, and the case is because it's not a tefachai, it's tuma retzutza, so therefore the tuma goes all the way up and all the way down, so shekeneg de aratahoyim, from where the tuma is all the way down is tamay. Al gabo, if the tuma was on top of it, if you have a kezayis of a mace on top of it, we'll say also, kenegdoi ad ha-rekia tamay, from it up to the rekia will be Tame, but the Tumah won't go up and down since we have the Kaveris in between, which is being a Chatzitza. Babayis, what if the Tumah was underneath the Kaveris, but on the inside of the house, right? Because again, we're talking about the Kaveris, which is lying in the doorway, it partially in, partially out. Then Ein Tame Ela Bayis, only the house will be Tame, like we explained earlier, because it'll serve as a chatzitza. Bisaycha, if the tuma is inside of the kaveres, ain tame la teicha, only the inside will be tame, because the walls of the house and joined with the kaveres would serve to be a chatzitza. Haisa gavayim mishnah dalot. Haisa gavayim in aretz tefach. Let's say the kaveres was lifted off of the ground. So now we have Tuma in the oihel underneath, which is no longer Tuma Ritzutza. In this case, Tuma Techteho, if there's Tuma underneath it, Oibabai is Techteho, or if Tuma is in the house, then Techteho Vahabai is Tame, underneath the Kaveres, and the inside of the house will be Tame, because since it's an oihel, and the oil is attached to the house, because the Tuma has a Tefach above it up to the Kaveres, and then that's attached to the airway, it's adjacent to the airway of the home. Therefore, both underneath it and the house will be tummy. Taicha vegaba, but the inside of the kli or on top of the kli is going to be tahar, because the kli is going to be a chaitz. It's besaicha. What if the tumah is inside of the kaveres? Then ein tame ela taicha, only the inside is tame, but underneath it and on top of it and in the house are going to be tahar, because the walls of the kaveres join to make a chatzitza from the tumah. Al gaba, what if the kezayis ha-nameis was on top of the kaveres outside of the house? Kenegdi ad l'rakia, if it's anything above it up to the rakia is going to be tame, but below it down to the ground would be tahar, because the kaveres can be chotzeitz.